is from the Director of Department of Family Care, submitting an informational report on the income statement for the period of January 1st through June 30th of the Care Management Organization under Family Care. Health and Human Needs took no action on this item. It is informational only.
Mr.
She comes to turn right now. Good timing.
Tardy.
As a parent, Supervisor Mayo, you're entitled to say so.
That's right. You know. You understand?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. My name is Maria Ledger. I'm the Director of the Department of Family Care. With me is Jim Hudson, our Chief Financial Officer, significantly less winded than I. The director needs to be in way better shape. What we have for you for item number 5 is the information report on our income statement for January 1st through June 30th.
Chairman, County Board Supervisors, which you have a 6-month report of our operations. We've served on average 7,764 members for that 6-month period. Total revenues were $140,198,482, resulting in a net surplus of $2,632,926. Of particular note, I have 2 footnotes below. As it impacts our capitation revenues, this situation occurred in 2010 as well, due to the members that we received during expansion. We are afforded an adjustment to our capitation rate based on the updated functional screens, and it's referred to as an acuity adjustment. And for the first 6 months of operation, that number is estimated at $2,124,211. The second footnote refers to a favorable adjustment, and it's a result of our IBNR, an estimate to our claims runout for 2010. Of that $2.6 million surplus, $508,683 is related to an estimate in our IBNR where we were conservative and we're not seeing the claims come in as high as they were. We do anticipate that number to decrease a little bit yet. My estimates probably might decrease down to about 350,000 pickup. So that's the kind of, that is a prior year, prior period, prior year adjustment to that number. So to recap, operations for the first 6 months is really operating at about a $2.1 million surplus with a $508,000 prior period adjustment, favorable adjustment. I don't know if there are any questions.
Any questions?
I have a question.
Supervisor Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is very favorable, but you say there's some caveats involved in the capitation rates. And what, I mean, you know, in looking over the state budget, the effects weren't supposed to be as much as 2011 as 2012. Can you comment on that, or is this something in your experience that we can kind of rely on, or what pitfalls are going forward? That we heard more gloom and doom than I'm seeing in this report, certainly. So what has changed there, or what's your estimate of where we'll be in 2012 going forward in the same areas, please?
Supervisor Schmidt, Mr. Chair, one of the first impact of this state budget wasn't seen until July 1st. That's when the enrollments into the program were capped. So this won't reflect that particular piece. That was the biggest change that we saw in terms of people not being able to enroll past a level that had been established on July 1st of this year. So it began July 1st. Probably really didn't see the effects of that until August. So we are just continuing to watch that on a month-by-month basis.
If I could add, Chairman, we were also asked by the Department of Health Services to try to forecast out and what that impact of the enrollment caps might be. and we had submitted our forecast for the remainder of the year, we're estimating that we would probably come out somewhere about $3.6 million surplus. So 2.1 to 3.6, it wouldn't be a doubling up. And what we're seeing is we're starting to see an erosion or a decline in our enrollment, particularly in the over 60 population. We've had our first net decrease probably in, I don't know, several years. We've had a decrease in our enrollment from July to August and from August to September. So we're probably averaging about between 30 and 40 members a month net decrease. So that's been kind of forecasted in anticipation that may continue.